Well, you may have heard the story on your way into work today that young adults with autism are less likely to go to college or hold down a job than their peers with other types of disabilities. But some new medications may offer fresh hope for autism patients.
Joining us now to talk about it, Julie Steenhuisen, health and science correspondent for the Reuters News Service. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
For years, you know, the best they've really been able to do is offer intensive therapy and antipsychotic drugs to cut down on some of the extreme behaviors you see with autism. What's coming down the road now that will help improve treatment?
Well, based on a lot of the research that's been done in Fragile X, which can be one cause of autism, researchers have developed new kinds of drugs that really zero in on some of the signaling problems in the brain that go wrong in a lot of different kinds of autism. And these drugs specifically focus on sort of trying to correct these brain signaling issues. And as a result, the hope is that the drugs might actually be the first to focus on some of the core symptoms of autism. Right now, they're really, besides behavioral therapy and maybe some antipsychotics, they haven't been drugs specifically developed for these disorders. And that's a big change. So, that right now the drugs are in advanced clinical trials, and some of the patients have had some pretty profound responses.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Julie, what is the early research showing, and how soon would these drugs be available?
Well, so far they're in second, or like mid-stage testing, but there are late-stage clinical trials going on now. So, there's a trial going on in kids with autism that the results of that are expected at the end of the summer. And if it's successful, then they're going to try for a big study or bigger study and seek FDA approval. It may be 2014 at the earliest, some researchers say, before drugs hit the market. But there are several companies involved and a couple of different approaches. So it looks like it's a, pretty promising area of research.
All right. Thanks so much, Julie. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Julie Steenhuisen, health and science correspondent for the Reuters News Agency.